Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make this.
Christian McVeigh bringing us back with the Fleetwood Mac Band. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Peter Myers, our guest. Peter's a good friend, longtime, many, multiple-year Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years at least. He's been a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Warp Speed Growth, also Creating and Dominating New Markets, just two of the several books he's written. And we're actually, you know, folks, You've heard this. You've seen this happen before, and sometimes I even talk about it, where our Brain Trust members road test their ideas on this show when they're working on a book, and that's what Peter's working on another book right now, and you and I are the happy beneficiaries of these early thoughts. You're actually hearing about these genius ideas that Peter has before anybody else in the world. So congratulations, Peter. Thanks again for sharing your wisdom with us. We're talking about how to get 2014 off on a better footing. We're trying to improve revenue, people, and time, grow those three things. In the previous segment, you talked to us about how to focus on those things, but now you got a different kind of a metaphor, don't you?
I'm going to move from photography to the kitchen for a second, and then I want to talk about how we make these choices work, what the important assumption is. But first, when I was about, you know, I cook, Jim. You know,
right.
I cook a lot. I cook because I can start and finish a project in the same day.
Right.
And some days that's really nice to do. And the only way to do it is by cooking. And what I learned from a really good friend of mine who is a master chef and restaurant owner is that the best dishes in the kitchen come with only three or four major ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Never more than three or four major ingredients. So I can walk into the kitchen, and I have a pantry filled with things. Some are open, some are closed, some are going to expire one of these days, some are going to last forever. And I can use every open ingredient I want in a meal tonight, and nobody's going to want to eat it. It's just going to be bland and useless.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can make the choice to go for three or four ingredients and craft something. That's the word, craft something that will really be tasty, that people will enjoy and ask to get more of it. Now, if I have the option to do the latter, I want to do the latter in my business. And one of the keys to developing products and services that people clamor to get more of, one of the keys is to keep it down to three or four major ingredients. So if you look at how Apple, which is not a small company anymore, how Apple announces products, they will tell you the three major ingredients to every product, and they won't talk about anything else but those three. In other words, they take all the other 1,000 attributes of the product, and they set them aside for the entire marketing cycle. They just talk about three things. I'm going to encourage each of us to do the same thing to grow revenue. Find the three things that our customers really value, that we really value, and then talk about nothing else, add nothing else, pay attention to nothing else.
You're talking about the KISS method.
It is like
keep
the KISS method. Keep it simple. In this case, it could be simple to use everything in the kitchen because I don't have to make any choices.
Right.
Don't do that.
Plus when you don't have a bunch of ingredients, a bunch of elements, you don't have one fighting the other.
That
happens
about
in cooking sometimes too.
Yeah.
I like this idea, Peter, because you know, customers like that too. And, you know, you used the word of example of Apple as you were talking about it. What my thought was that not only did they talk about things in a simple way, but when you got the product, they made it simple for you to use. They didn't complicate things. Remember the commercial, the early Macintosh commercials, where they dropped 100 pounds of books and said, you can learn this. And then they dropped a little leaflet and said, you can learn this. And the leaflet was associated with the Macintosh.
Yes. It's a great example of the difference between how Microsoft wants to market and how Apple wants to market. Microsoft puts everything you could ever want, if you're an IT manager, mm-hmm. into their products. Apple wants you to see three things.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm running a tire store on Main Street, I can put every possible tire on the rack with every possible piece of information about it. Or I can say, here's the three things I want you to know. One is service, the other is you have my total support, and the third is you're going to get the right product for
mm-hmm.
me. If I told those are the three things I say over and over again, customers are going to think that's a really tasty meal.
Well, and in that tire example, I would say, well, the first thing is I want you to have peace of mind when you're riding on my tires. And so in order mm-hmm. to do that, these are the three things that I build it on. And so whatever you're selling, right Peter, you bring it back to what's the essence, as you talked earlier, what's the essence of why they do business with you, and then support that with a small handful of elements.
I think three is a good number.
Yeah.
I think three is about as many as you want to try and give out at any one time. And I mean like for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean not like for today, but for a year. What are the three things for which people should see you to be standing for?
And that's not easy for us because we can think of 1,000 things that people ought to love us for. And but what you're talking about is you're really helping us to focus on keeping it simple, finding the most important things, and learning how to net out who we are and what we can do for a customer. And that's... And let me tell you something else, Peter. You talk about growing our own time. That saves the customer time, and they like that too, don't they?
They need that and like
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Peter, can I have your website, please?
MeyerGroup.com.
So check it out, folks. We're going to be right back with Peter Meyer. He's going to help us wrap up our show with some more focus and cooking tips too. 10 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.